It's time for Off the Curve with Justin Spiro.
Hi, welcome back to Off the Curve. Justin Spiro here. Carson Cooper, we're bringing you in. Short visit this time. You were in here in studio recently. We're grabbing you remotely from Minnesota. How are you doing over there?
Pretty good so far. Everyone over here is in good spirits too, so.
What was the vibe there? You guys seemed pretty happy. Was it like a relief thing? Was it joy? What was the mood like in the immediate aftermath of that game today?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of everything. It was definitely relief for sure. Just because of the whole, being like, we've got some security with the NCAA tournament. We know kind of where we're going to be at in there. So it's a lot of pressure off our backs for sure. But also it's a little bit more of, all right, well, now we know who we have next. So we're going to be happy about it for the amount of time we're in that locker room almost. And then once we leave that locker room, we're going to be straight back to looking ahead at who we got. So
what did you make of AJ Hogard today? That was sort of the best version we get of him, right? I mean, he was 17-6, perfect from the field, perfect from the line, really impressive performance from him overall, especially in the second half. What do you make of him? Does he have like the look in his eye that he had last year at this time? What's going on with him?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I kind of sense that once we ended the regular season, and just how he was like, all right, I'm going to just stop trying to be this like likable guy by everybody. I'm going to kind of be that leader, doesn't really care what he has to say to get through to you. He's going to get through to you and he's going to help us win. So for him to go out and do that, it's just a huge confidence boost for us as a team as well. Especially when, I think Izzo said it best, in his press conference, like best players got to play best or the vet players got to play best. So for him to go out and do that, especially with, Malik not being able to contribute as much in the first half, that was huge for us, especially keeping us in the game early. So
I thought, honestly, Hogard obviously was a big part of it. The defense of Jaden Akins was so impressive. There was a sequence there in the second half, right? It was so pivotal. But couldn't I argue the Trey Holloman sequence? Yeah, it was good the whole game, but that game was sort of seesaw back and forth. It felt like a coin flip for the majority of it, honestly. They had a lead. We had a lead. He had a couple minutes there making the big three to go up. I think it was four. That game was kind of going in either direction, and I feel like he, in that burst there, really took it over. What do you make of him stepping up? I know it's his home state. I was so impressed by what he did today.
Yeah, I think for him it was just coming back from that loss at Minnesota. So he had that kind of energy where, all right, well, I kind of let down my team, my friends, my family a little bit at home. So he kind of came in with a little bit of a vengeance mindset. And he went out there. He just played his game. He played free. He didn't try to do too much. He didn't try to do too little, but he did enough to make an impact, especially coming off the bench. That was a really big stat, obviously, in the scorebook today with the bench points and the bench impact. So for him to come out and do that, it was also a big step and something I hope he continues to play that free and that kind of smooth as he did coming off the bench for the rest of the tournament and the rest of the season.
You guys seem to be so pumped up for that Purdue game at Mackey a couple weeks ago now, or going on 2 weeks ago. You guys came out so strong. You had a lead. I think it was 7-8 points at one point about midway through the first half and, fell behind in the second half. You come all the way back. You're down one possession late. You had a real good chance to win that game at the end. And yeah, I thought that was one of the better performances of the year, unfortunately, in a loss, obviously in a tough spot. You guys seem to be pretty chapped about that one a little bit. I feel like you guys wanted that one even maybe more than average. What is it like now with them on deck here in far under 24 hours at this point? Like, what's the mood like as far as Purdue is concerned for you guys?
Yeah, I think just the fact that we can look back and say, all right, well, we didn't play a perfect game. We started off strong. We had our spurts, but it's hard to win away games in the Big Ten, and we know that. So being able to go into Mackey and start off strong and have a little dry spout, but you rally back down from 15, I think it was, to three or something like that, something really close. it kind of gives us a little bit of confidence with coming into this one, because we know we can compete with them, and we know that they're not going to have as big of a home game type energy with the crowd and everything like that to help them stay in it. So for us to come in, it's just playing with the same mentality that we had in that one, where it was a must win. So for us, that's our main focus is just being able to play hard. I think that's what we did in the first game, and we saw how that happened. So I think if we play with that same intensity, then it's going to be a different output. So,
I mean, obviously Purdue, I think it all starts with Zach Edey. We all understand that. Yeah, presumptive National Player of the Year. He's already won in some outlets that have announced it. I think that guy is what he is. We all know that. But what extent does he dominate the conversation? You know, you guys had a meeting tonight. Is it like a 75% Edey breakdown, 25% everybody else? Or is it just sort of a given that he is what he is? And what other areas can we focus on? Like, what percent of the pie is he in preparation?
Yeah, I would say you're probably right on with that. It's definitely over half of our preparation. It's probably close to like what you said, like a three-quarter preparation with we kind of got to know he's going to do his thing, and for us, and we kind of got to help or have other guys help us bigs kind of weather that storm, but also make sure that none of these other guards or X-factor players, coach calls them, to get off early. Because we know, you know, it's inevitable. He's going to do some things. He's going to get some fouls. He's going to get some free throws. He's going to get some buckets. We know that. So for us, it's just limiting those other players from doing what they do on paper, which is, you know, shoot the ball well. And I mean, they're good players. Braden Smith, Fletcher Loy, Gillis, those guys are really good. So being able to shut those guys down and just kind of let Edey kind of do his thing, but also just have the other guys kind of weather the storm a little bit. So
yeah, you mentioned cutting it from 15 down to 3 at Mackey, which is, you had it right. That's the correct number. And I don't remember the exact amount of time, but it was late in the second half. It was, you know, I don't know if it was a minute and a half left, 2 minutes left. You have it down to 3. Momentum's shifting in your direction. It looks like Michigan State might just steal this one. Moy Call gets involved in this entanglement. Ben, I think you pulled my tweet or the picture from the tweet. Can you throw it up there, Ben, if you have it? Like the I think this arguably changed the game. Now, we'll never know. Can't prove what would have happened otherwise. But you have a 3-point deficit. They get sent to the line in the bonus at that point with this foul, which I thought was nonsense. Suddenly, you guys are back down 5 again late and not mathematically done. But the difference between, hey, we got a 3-point game coming back the other way and down 5. I don't know. Maybe Ben doesn't have it. But it's just such a stark difference. So I guess it begs the question, how frustrating is it as a player? Because the fans, I can't tell you how annoying it is to watch the guy play against a team that I'm rooting for. It's just, it's the most frustrating thing I can remember in college. What's it like on the court, especially in your case, having to guard the guy? Is it tough to play him from the referee perspective and how he's officiated?
Yeah. I feel like it's harder to go back and watch the film of it more than actually play it, because you don't realize how bad it looks until you see it on film. When I'm out there, and this goes for all the bigs, and we're out there guarding them, you're not really thinking about any kind of techniques or what's going on. You're just kind of just trying to do what you can to disrupt it. But yeah, I mean, we know that his status, he's going to get certain things to go his way. Yeah, it just sucks going back on film and being able to see. Yeah, that's yeah, that's unreal. That's unreal. I think I had one too early in the later in that game too. I think I was straight up or something like that, and he kind of threw one in. But it is difficult. I think I looked over at the referees a couple times in that game, and it just kind of said, how do you, like, can you tell me what I'm supposed to do here differently, that I'm not supposed to get a foul call here? And they just kind of like shrugged me off or whatever. But it's tough to go out there and kind of know that he's going to have some things go his way just because of his status. But
Just the inherent nature of his size. I mean, I think I know the one you're talking about. There were a couple sequences, and you were involved definitely in one of them, where it's just hands straight up. He's initiating contact. He's kind of lunging into you, like lurching into you, and just flips it at the rim. And sometimes he gets the end one. But even if he doesn't, I don't know what you're supposed to do. To me, I wouldn't reward that as an official. I know, obviously, we're biased, but there's times I've watched Purdue. I have no interest in who wins the game. I've watched Purdue versus Penn State or whatever. And it's just general basketball principle. I don't like a guy that is basically able to get to the line at will like that. It was just frustrating because who knows, you know, if you go down the other lane of where that game could have gone, you would have had the ball down one possession late. And you just don't know. It's frustrating. I think, you know, Sissoko, you didn't see him out there today. That was a bit of a surprise just based on, you know, where it's been all year. And I know his playing time has been down a little bit, but I feel like we're going to probably see him tomorrow, even if just we need his big body and fouls and keep him engaged. Do you think we see him again? What's the engagement like on his end?
Yeah. That's the biggest piece with us as a team right now. Is having, you know, some size and some depth in the five position and four position if it comes down to it. I think Malik guarded Edie a little bit in the last game. But, you know, Mahdi's been engaged. Everything's been pretty the same with him. I think just right now, coach is just trying to find different ways that we can get our offense flowing and just kind of get us going to find, you know, new ways to just kind of have our offense flow and just overall kind of get this team going. I guarantee the minutes are probably going to be kind of the same with what they were the first game, pretty evenly spaced. I feel like with us having, you know, 15 fouls between three of us, like you said, it's going to be really, you know, it's going to be really crucial to come out there and hope that, well, knock on wood, none of us get in foul trouble early, but you know, that might be, that's a probable statement. But yeah, right now, you know, all of us are locked into the game plan and I think we're all ready. So
I gotta say, Xavier Booker in the first half, I said on Twitter, I thought he was the best player on the floor, definitely for Michigan State and arguably in the game period.
Yeah.
That first half, I mean, am I crazy? He was, if not the best player on the floor, he was one of the best players on the floor for that first 20 minutes, was he not?
Yeah. I mean, for him to come in right away and come in and get two, I think it was back-to-back play dunks or something like that, grab a bunch of big rebounds, play good defense, to come in and have that impact right away, especially in his first Big Ten tournament game, that's definitely huge. And I think it's ultimately the biggest for his, like, just overall confidence and how he's playing the game right now. He's playing with a lot more confidence, playing with a lot more fluidity. You know, the guards are trusting him a lot more with the ball. So that's a really big plus. But yeah, I agree that he's been playing really well lately. And for him in that first half really kept us, kind of weathered the storm a little bit. I know we were down in the first half today, but yeah, he definitely weathered that storm and was able to give us crucial minutes. I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow he plays a good amount of minutes too.
We'll finish here. Got to get you to bed. You got a big one tomorrow afternoon, pretty early. I think it's in the morning, actually, in your time. Your coach's message in the meeting, I know you're not going to get into the X's and O's, but you guys are going over your Purdue notes and the game preparation this evening. What's the general message? Did he have one other than more X's and O's stuff? Like, what was his note to you guys, if anything?
I would actually say it's pretty similar to what we had the first game. Where we were in, I think I said earlier, we were in that kind of, you know, we were desperate for wins and especially for away games. And that's, you know, I think that was the first thing on that scout report right there is play hard and play hard for 40 minutes. And that's the biggest thing that we can do. Coach said earlier that we play hard for 40 minutes and the outcome is what we wanted. He's accepting that. He's accepting the consequences of us playing hard for 40 minutes because he knows that if we're playing hard for 40 minutes, we're playing our best basketball. So for us, that's the biggest thing is playing hard for 40 minutes and just, you know, just trying to weather all of those dry spots that we have and just putting together a full game. So, I mean, it sounds simple, but it's a lot easier said than done for sure.
It's going to be a tough one. Obviously, they've put a lot of people in hell this year with that Purdue team. It's a hell of a team. They're favorites to win the national title for a reason. I think you got done what you needed to get done today in terms of the tournament situation and stamping that ticket and not sweating the bubble on Sunday, but still what an opportunity to improve seeding and knock off a hell of a Purdue team. I'm going to let you get to bed there. I don't know who your roommate is. They sound sick. I'm going to let them get to bed too. Get some rest for your roommate over there, because you guys got a big one tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, and I'm excited to see what happens tomorrow.
You bet. Go green, Carson. Good luck to you tomorrow.
Yeah, go white.
We'll see you off the curve. Justin Spiro, thanks to Carson Cooper. We'll see you guys probably tomorrow. We'll be checking in soon. See ya.